The National Party reshuffle's complete. We already knew about Simon Bridges going in, of course, but the heavyweights are Chris Bishop, Louise Upston, Erica Stanford, Matt Ducey, Simeon Brown, Barbara Couriger, along, of course, with Shane Ritty, Nicola Willis, and the leader himself, who's Chris Luxon, who's with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you today?
Very well indeed. Mixed messages to a degree. So the top 20, then no ranking. I get the thinking around that, but then I look down and I find tourism not ranked. Surely one of the most important issues this country faces.
Yeah, look, I mean, the reality is the way we've organised it has put the focus on people matching up to the portfolios. And I hear what you're saying, you know, which portfolio should be above the line and which one should be below it. But frankly, you know, when I watch someone like Erica Stanford sort of prosecute immigration from number 25, or I've watched someone like Simeon Brown from number 20-something come through on Law and Order, I just don't think that's a problem at all. We will... Yeah, we need to be able to push and prosecute and push a minister really hard from anywhere in that lineup of 33.
But do reassure me that you're going to be working hard on tourism, because they need all the help they can get, and they're the people who pay the bills for this country.
I can tell you, I'm in contact, given my past life, with tourism people each and every day. And I have to say to you, I think that's a big problem, because the, you know, tourism and hospitality have been structurally really disadvantaged through COVID, and there's nothing targeted or extra for them. And I know they're doing it tough because they ain't getting new people coming to New Zealand until after May.
The Todd Muller turnaround, is he too flaky?
Well, I think, you know, he's decided he was out of the caucus. He's now back in the caucus. He's been given some responsibilities, and really the rest is up to him, to, like everyone else in that caucus, to, you know, show us what they've got.
The economy. So without picking on people who didn't get what they might have wanted yesterday, so you've got your economy man or your finance man. Given the state of the economy, why haven't you guys been able to get more cut through on what you would think is fairly easy pickings?
I think we've gone after really technical minutiae at times, rather than actually focusing on the core issue. And the core issue is cost of living and also rising interest rates, debt, and ultimately, you know, what we call productivity. So, you know, really we've got to focus on a few simple messages. Also make sure that we take all the economic jargon out of it and actually simplify and strip the messages down to what it actually means for everyday New Zealanders.
Grant Robertson says the economy's cooking with gas. Do you agree?
No, I don't. I mean, I think there's, you know, Grant Robertson's talking always in the macro, you know, claiming about unemployment and relatively low debt levels of debt relative to other countries in the world and all that stuff. But on the ground, it looks and feels very different. And so I think you can talk about a macro set of, you know, macroeconomic recovery, but actually what's happening in a living standards recovery sense, you know, and people are feeling worse off. And so those are the themes that we're going to prosecute.
I was watching yesterday with the questions from the media, the diversity questions. Do you believe in diversity for diversity's sake, or do you believe in promoting people who can do the job no matter who they are?
Well, I believe in merit and performance. That's what I've tried to really illustrate through this, which is quite a different concept, to be honest, Mike, coming from outside to a culture that's very hierarchical, very tenure-based, you know, very seniority-driven. But I also do fundamentally, when you go back through the history of the National Party, we have to connect with all communities. That's how you get one in two people to vote for you. Otherwise, you're a one in ten party, you know, where people... You know,
so
you know,
am I weird? Because I don't care. Who is, as long as they do the job well, I don't care who you are. You can be a woman, a man, tall, short, fat. It doesn't make any difference. What getting it done is what counts.
Correct. That's all I'm interested in too, is winning. And so the bottom line is, if there's great talent sitting in the Pacifica community, which I've seen and I've experienced up hand, the question is how do we get access to that talent so that we can get a better result with that community? You know, that's really the motivation behind it. But you know, the top, my business experience would just say, look, the top best performing companies in the world, typically when they've got more diverse people, they serve customers better, they get some good thinking in place, and they often have about a 30% better commercial set of results, you know, as a result. So it's not just kumbaya and following up because it's, you know, the topic of the day. It actually is important if you're going to be fundamentally reaching new communities that you want to build relationship with and you want to be able to help.
I'm sure you've seen the Herald this morning, the head-to-heads and all that sort of thing, and you talked about it a bit yesterday. But Nicola Willis, have you tied yourself up in an unfortunate situation in housing? Because how hard can you go on housing when you're in cahoots with them?
Well, we're sort of in housing with respect to acknowledging we want more houses to be built. We've got to find enduring ways to do that. We've got this bill which started off, you know, as a bipartisan piece of work. There's been a hell of a lot of work going on in the Select Committee because there's been really good feedback from obviously residents, but also local government and other experts. And we'll see where that gets to once we've digested.
Was that premature? I mean, it seems to me somebody sat down with a piece of paper and go, let's build a slum, and then they worked out it was a slum, and they thought, right, let's back it up here because we've made a mistake.
No, look, I think we have to be committed to driving higher levels of home ownership in this country. Fundamentally, it's been slipping tremendously over the last decade or so. And you want people in their homes, you want people owning a home, because when they do, they actually care about the community they're part of, they care about their local government, they care about their services, the school, they get involved, they get engaged. And so in New Zealand, we really want people to be property owners in New Zealand. And so this is just about doing, we've got to obviously expand our cities and build up more houses. We've also got to, through it, densify. I was in Sydney for probably 5 years, and I remember watching Sydney go through a reality, which is, how it started to densify. And it's just, it's about how you go about it and how you do it intelligently. Do it over transport hubs, do it in different places that make sense. So I think we'll get to a good place here where we'll actually get the balance right.
Simon Bridges in some podcast was suggesting that Adrian Orr, and asked you about this the other day, he suggests Adrian Orr shouldn't get reappointed after his contract expires in 2023. Do you go along with that?
Not the comment about Adrian per se, and I think Simon will have thought about that, because that's not our policy. But what I would say is that there is mission creep, and the problem with that is then you start to lose independence, and then you start to lose the confidence of the government and, more importantly, the people of New Zealand. We want a very independent Reserve Bank, and led by an independent Reserve Bank governor, and we've got to make sure that stays the case.
So is he the problem, or is something else the problem?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but all I can tell you is we want things to be independent, because we just don't want things getting politicised and with the Reserve Bank.
What's your internal polling show vis-a-vis your arrival?
I'd love to tell you, Mike, but we don't do any internal polling currently, which I think has been some of our problem over recent
years. You used to do it every day.
Yeah, correct.
What happened to that?
That got axed, I'd say, when we came to government with a lot less, 60% less resources than we had in the previous good term. So, that's something that I'm very interested in reinstating, so that we actually are really understanding the issues well and able to articulate and communicate them to people, succinctly and clearly.
Appreciate your time. Christopher Luxon, National Party Head.